Amen, amen. Hello and welcome again to our Thanksgiving family service. Family service means that we have our kids here. And so if you hear squeaks and squawks, that's an amen. If your church doesn't have crying, then it's probably dying. And or it's the old people crying because they're dying. One of the two. So, but if you're crying, we love it. If they're squeaky and squawky, that's okay. I'm so glad they're here. I expect Benjamin to be a little squeaky. I love squeaky Benjamin. Love you, Benjamin. And some of our other kids, if they're crying around you, just be blessed that they're here with us. And so to get in the mood, for Thanksgiving, I bought this swaggy new hat for the sermon. That's pretty legit, right? You like that? Yeah, I figured, it looks so ridiculous. I was hoping to get at least one or two of you to smile because of it. There was someone in particular I was hoping you'd smile, but no, I didn't get him, huh? Okay, the other thing is, if you fall asleep during the sermon, you're going to have to wear this during the lunchtime, and so you'll have it's the hat of shame, apparently, so... I'm going to make you wear that during the lunch service if you fall asleep. So what a joy it is to be together at this Thanksgiving service. Let's declare our mission statement. So we haven't done this in 10 weeks. So are you ready for this? What do? We love God and we love others. And what do we say? I love God and I love you. Okay, so because this is a family service and we have our amazing kids here, I thought I'd start out by doing something a little fun, by having a quiz. Quizzes are always fun, right, kids? And so we're going to have a fun little quiz to start out. And so I'm going to show you in just a moment a picture. And you have to guess the answer, but you have to say it out loud. And the first quiz, there's two quizzes. They have six questions, so you want to get A's on these. And so these, we're a competitive church, competitive people. You hear quiz, you got all nervous, you got to get an A on this. And so here we go. We're going to look at what does this famous bird represent? So I'm going to show a famous bird, and you tell me what it represents out loud when you see it, okay? All right, so here's our first one. What does this famous bird represent? America, okay? If you got that right, you got 1 point. There's six questions here. All right, what's this next famous bird represent? Holy Spirit, okay? So if you've gotten two wrong, that means you can't get an A or a B, and so now you're not an Asian or a Bijan, you're a Cesian, so... how about our third one? What does this guy represent? Wisdom. If you're under 40, Harry Potter's okay. If you're over 40, Lollipop is okay, if you're remembering that guy. All right. So, okay, how about this guy? What does this famous bird represent? Cereal Fruit Loops, right. How about this famous bird? What does he represent? Money, probably, right? Okay, and how about this last bird? That's turkey, and it represents Thanksgiving. Okay, quiz one done. All right, quiz number two. So how'd you do? Don't say it out loud. We judge you. All right, quiz number two. Name the holiday that goes with each of these pictures. There's six again. Okay, what holiday goes with this picture? Christmas. Anyone not get that right? Okay. You're doing good. All right, how about this one? Halloween, good. There's a trick one. Ready? How about this one? That's Mother's Day, because that's my mom. I don't know if you know. If you recognize my mom, that's my mom, so that's Mother's Day. How about this picture? Yes, unfortunately, but better to say this picture, though, right? There you go. That's better, right? Okay, and then our last picture here. What does this represent? Thanksgiving, right? So one image showed up in both games. Which image showed up in both games? Thanksgiving, and the turkey represents Thanksgiving. So I have something. Someone was saying like, oh, Pastor Sam's the giveaway pastor. Would you guys come up and hand these out? These three guys are going to come give you something, and you're going to have to figure out what that is. I'm not going to tell you what it is as it's coming out. Okay, just hand one to everybody as fast as you can. Go in that section. Hurry, hurry. And so as we're celebrating Thanksgiving, here comes a gift for you. Someone was mentioning, like, Pastor Sam's the giveaway pastor. I always like to have some gimmicky giveaway sort of thing. On that, you're going to have to pull the tab for it to work, and then you'll have to figure out what it is. So something is coming to you. It's sort of tricky. You got to pull the tab, and then you got to figure out what it is. Now, be careful so you don't get blinded. That's a clue. Uh-oh, what is that going to mean? Don't get blinded. All right, go, 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 guys. Come on, let's go. Pass those fast, these youth guys. I'm like stalling as much as I can, but this is a fun. Uh-oh. Uh-oh. Okay, it turns on. All right, can you figure that out? All right. Everyone got one? Everyone got one? Are we all the way in there? All our kids, every person got one? Oh, I didn't get one. Let's see. Did I get one? Here we go. Anyone not get one? All right, bam. It's got a little switch. What's yours got? It's got like a little finger harness, a little on-off switch. What do we got here? Oh, my. I got one that has nothing. Does anyone else have one that has nothing? Mine has nothing. Hey, you have nothing? Hey, give someone else if you got nothing. Oh, there it is. My something fell off. There we go. Ah. Okay. What you should be seeing is a turkey, yeah? So I got you this turkey light to try to remember to be thankful. Because remember, in our quiz, the turkey represented Thanksgiving, right? And so I got you this. I want you to keep it around. And throughout your week, flash your loved ones with it, with a turkey. Right on their, they like it on their cheek. They love it in their eye. No, not in their eye, of course. I'll tell you, as your pastor, it is absolutely God's will for you that you're thankful. It is absolutely God's will for you that you are thankful. I know this because I read this verse in the Bible. In 1 Thessalonians, it says, "Give thanks in all circumstances, for this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus." Now, this is a really great verse because oftentimes in my life, I'm not sure what God's will is. There are times where I'm like, God, I don't know what you want me to do. I'm not sure what your will is. And this verse is crystal clear. If ever you're confused what you should be doing, or God, what is your will for my life? Or God, what is your will in this situation? You can return to this verse, and it says, God's will for you, God's desire for you, is that you are thankful no matter your circumstance. This is God's will for you, give thanks. This is a passage for every one of us. And it isn't just during Thanksgiving that we should be thankful, but always. However, Thanksgiving is a wonderful time to be intentional about being thankful to God for all that He gives us. It's this amazing time. That's why we have these turkey reminder lights, that we get together as families and as friends, why we have a Thanksgiving service so that we can remember to be thankful to God in a specific way during this season. So I want you to try it together right now. I want you to think of something that you're thankful for right now. Just anything. It could be big or small. Just think of one thing that you're thankful in your life for. And if you need a reminder, turn on your little turkey. Oh, yeah, I'm being thankful. One thing you're thankful for. Would you think about that right now? And then now I want you to turn to someone that's right or left, doesn't matter if you know them or not, and tell them the one thing you're thankful for. Just tell them. Go ahead. Ready, set, go. Out loud so they would see. I see you, Jamie, not talking. Jerry, I see you not talking. Turn to somebody and tell them. You can turn to one another. That's fine. You didn't tell anyone something I'm thankful for?
Family.
I'm thankful for turkey lights. This guy should be thankful for a shower that he didn't get this morning. Ouch. Okay? Now, at the same time, I'm really curious what yours are. So at the same time, I want you to tell me what your... that one thing you were thankful for. Ready? On the count of three. One, two, three. Yeah. Okay, thanks for telling me. Lastly, I want you to take that same thanks, ready? And I want you to just give it to God in your own words, just in a moment. Just tell God, God, thanks for this thing. You can do it quietly, you can do it out loud. God, thank you for this thing. See, it's important for us to recognize to whom we are thankful. See, we're not just giving thanks to, like, the universe. Sometimes you're like, well, I'm really thankful. But to whom? Well, I'm thankful to my wife sometimes if she makes dinner and I tell her thank you. And that's important to do. But when we're talking about Thanksgiving, like in terms of an internal attitude or the will of God, it is thankful toward someone, and that someone is God. It's not the universe. It's not my circumstances. It's not my spouse or those that are around me. Ultimately, my thanks has to go back to God. That means in all circumstances, no matter what's happening, my thanksgiving goes to God, according to this verse. It means the good, the bad, and the ugly. It means when things are going great and when they aren't. It means when I have plenty of money and when I'm broke. When I have the ability to play basketball or I'm in the hospital. Whether you're 7 years old or you're 77 years old, giving thanks to God in all circumstances. In all circumstances. Now today, though, we're going to focus on the good things that God has given us. Now, if you'll come back next week, we're going to have another special time where we're talking about Thanksgiving in other circumstances. This is a two-week series about Thanksgiving. But this week, I want to focus on the good things that are in our lives. And it reminds me of this verse that comes from James chapter 1, where James writes this, "Every good and perfect gift is from above, coming down from the Father of heavenly lights." See, Thanksgiving is an orientation of our heart toward God. Sometimes you've heard that it's an attitude of gratitude, and that like rhymes better, but it doesn't get the full essence of what really the Bible would have us do. It would have us orient our hearts towards God and say, "God, we are thankful to you." So something good happens in our life. "God, I am thankful to you for that." Something amazing happens. "God, I am thankful to you that you get a good grade, you get a cute girlfriend," whatever you get, you know, like, "God, I'm grateful to you for that." So it isn't just an attitude of the heart, because then that becomes sort of self-centered, right? "Oh, I'm just a grateful person" kind of thing. But that isn't what the Bible is saying. That is not God's will for you. God's will for you is that you are thanking him in all circumstances. But often, so this is our verse, every good and perfect gift. You're like, "Oh, that sounds so awesome. Well, I wish I had good and perfect gifts." How many good and perfect gifts do we have in our life? And what happens is, because we have so many in our actual lives, we have so many good and perfect gifts that we start to take them for granted, that we don't really thank God for them all the time. Some of the very regular things that are good and perfect. Anyone eat today or yesterday? It's a good and perfect gift from God. Not only do I eat every day, but I eat well every day. And I eat extravagantly some days. We had a chance to go with a friend from our church here to this Italian restaurant in Irvine. It was extravagant eating. So not only do I eat, but I eat extravagantly. I don't have to worry. I'm not worried if I'm going to eat later today. I know there's food. But even if there wasn't, I'm not worried. I'm not food scarce here. And so I better pretty often be saying thank you to God. Whoever's thankful for this, say amen. Amen. How about the homes we live in? Who stayed indoors last night on purpose? You know, like, I mean, unless you went camping. Like, we all stayed indoors. Who had a car that they got here in? Who has a cell phone? Even our, like, seven-year-olds have a cell phone, right? Like, hopefully not, but how many of those good gifts that we have and then we forget to say thank you? But whoever's thankful for those things, say amen. Amen. How about jobs that pay you and they provide for your needs? How about schools that allow you to hang out with your friends? I mean, learn and, you know, get a good education. Whoever's thankful for those things, say amen. Amen. How about people? You got some incredible people in your life? Maybe some interesting people, some kind and generous people who we get to love, and some people who love us. What a good and perfect gift. Whoever's thankful for this, say amen. 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 You know, one area that my wife and I have been really extremely thankful to God over the last couple of months, and it's going to take a little bit to share, but I want to share this with you. For the last few months, God has allowed my wife and I to be generous financially to some people. Now, we're not really rich. You guys know what we make. You guys vote on it every year as you approve the budget. And it lists, Pastor Sam makes this about, so it's not a secret how much I make. And so we're not hyper wealthy, but we're definitely not poor. We're blessed by God. And God has moved our heart to be able to be generous to not everyone in the world, but some people in the world. 20 years ago, we started to, when we were first married, we started to sponsor this boy in the Philippines. His name is Leandro. And for $42 a month through Compassion International, you can sponsor a kid. It gives them meals and school and blah, blah, blah. And so when he was 6 years old, we started to sponsor him. And now it's been 20 years. I have a picture of it's our first picture that we got from him. So that was him when we first sponsored him 20 years ago. And then he's from the Philippines, Leandro. And from the very first day, my wife and I began to pray for him daily. And we have not ceased to pray every day for him for 20 years. And so he got a little bit bigger. I have a couple of pictures of him growing up here. There's one here getting a little bigger, and then another one getting a little bigger. And then when he was around 12 or 13, he decided to become a believer, and he got baptized. And there's a picture of a letter that he wrote for us in which he was telling us, I highlighted the bottom part. He was telling us that he said, this week or this time, he said, I just got baptized. And then he says, I've been praying for my parents that they would get baptized and they'd become Christians too. And his parents have become believers as well. And so we used to get every month a letter for him while he was in Compassion International. But eventually, once you're 18 or 19, you graduate from the program. And then we continued to talk to him through Facebook and Messenger and continue to have a relationship with him quite regularly. And so now he's all the way, he's 25, he's been dating the same girl, he's thinking about getting married, and we get to be a part of this kid's life. And he said, hey, Tito, hey, uncle, I'm thinking about renovating my family's old house that we used to have. And he sent me this picture of that house. Let's see that picture. And I was like, oh, that's rough, man. I remember back one time when he was young, we sent money to help. You could send a family gift, and we sent like $200, and they're like, thank you. We were able to put a roof on our house, and it's like raining all the time in the Philippines. And we were like, oh, man. And so he said, I'm going to think about fixing this up and living there. And now this house floods above their knees every time it rains any significant amount. And my wife and I were like, oh, that's rough. I'm like, oh, man. And he's like, maybe could you help me with like $1,000 or something, you know? And we're like, no, I don't want to spend $1,000 on that house. And it turns out that we didn't want to. Plus, this house isn't even theirs. It's like on squatter land. It's just that someone built it on an unknown government land. And so they wouldn't even own it if you fixed it up. And so we started to pray and we started to think, is it possible that God would want us to change this kid's trajectory? I mean, we've prayed every day. Now we're thousands and thousands of prayers into this kid. And we started to pray, and God moved our hearts to say, you know what, Leander, we don't want to help you fix up this house. What we want to do is help you buy a different house that you could raise a family in. I said, well, how much is that? I mean, I don't even own our house. We rent our house, you know. And then luckily in the Philippines, it's like 50 times cheaper. So buying a house would be like a solidly used Honda Civic, like $20,000, $25,000. That's a lot of money, but it will change this kid's life, who God has placed in our life for 20 years. And so we started to pray, God, would you want us to do that? And God actually moved us to say yes. And so a few weeks ago, we committed to him to say, like, hey, start looking for a place, and we're going to purchase it for you. There are a couple rules. You have to love and thank God for it. You have to find a place that doesn't flood when it rains, and a place that you can raise your family in as someday you get married. And that same day, he sent this little video. It's kind of interesting. He didn't really know how to react, and you'll see that in his face. So let's see that little video there.
Thank you very much, Tito Sam and Tita Jen. Thank you. Thank you very much.
So from that little cute boy to this cute man, and since then we've been texting him, and he just kind of doesn't even know how to react. Like, how would you react if someone said, hey, I'm going to change your life's trajectory? And the way that he reacted, he said, I thank God so much. And my wife and I are thanking God for it, that God would allow us to be part of this. And that's this amazing thing that happens. What a privilege it is for us to do this. She and I are overwhelmingly thankful that God has given us some resources that we can help somebody else. Now, I wish I could end poverty in the world, but I can't. One time, this pastor that I admire named Mike Bro, he said, just do for one what you wish you could do for everyone. So Hedge and I decided to do so. And this is one area where our thanksgiving to God moved us to action by blessing another that in turn increases thanksgiving to God. There's this really interesting verses in 2 Corinthians 9 that say this. Look at with me. You will be enriched in every way so that you may be generous on every occasion. And through us, your generosity will result in thanksgiving to God. Now, this service that you perform is not only supplying the needs of the Lord's people, but is also overflowing in many expressions of thanks to God. Because of the service by which you've provided yourselves, others will praise God for the obedience that accompanies your confession of the gospel of Christ and for your generosity in sharing with them and everyone else. And in their prayers and in their hearts, they'll go out to you because of the surpassing grace God has given you. Thanks be to God for his indescribable gift. So we get to give thanks, and then Leander gives thanks, and he tells his parents about it, and his parents give thanks, and then now I get the opportunity to share it with our church, and hopefully you join with me in saying, like, thanks, that's so cool, God. So a thanksgiving to God is multiplied by our generosity and our kindness and our interaction with other people. And every time that we step out, every time we pack a box, every time we share a smile, our generosity and our giving to others and our caring for others and our loving for others increases a thanksgiving to God. See, God provides for each of us generously so that we might give generously. Whoever's thankful for that, say amen. The last verse I'd like to share with you this morning is the first verse from Psalm 107. And it says, give thanks to the Lord, for he's good, his love endures forever. And so in this verse, we see the do, the who, the why, and oh my. The do, the who, the why, and the oh my. The do, give thanks. The who, to the Lord. The why, because he's good, and oh my, his love endures forever. We're thankful to God for his love and his provision, for his forgiveness. We're thankful for his grace and his goodness to us. We're thankful for salvation, our eternal hope, and our security in Jesus. Whoever's thankful for those things, say amen. 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 Thanksgiving is the title of the holiday. So this season, let's make sure to say thanks to God for all that he's given us, for all that he's done, for the people in our lives. Every time you see a turkey, whether it's the light turkey or your turkey on your table or as we eat turkey together in just a moment, every time you see that, whether you turn on your turkey light, see it somewhere else, I want you to pause and just say thanks to God for something in your life. Because it's not just an attitude of gratitude, because it's not about my attitude. It's about a thanksgiving to the God of the universe who loves us and gives us every good and perfect gift is from him. Would you spend a few moments with me in prayer? This is between you and God. Would you, in your own words, express to him the thankfulness that's in your heart? That's whatever you have to say today. You could whisper it out, you could talk it out, or you could just stay silently praying in your heart. What are you thankful to God for? What are just a few things? And would you not just think about it, but would you actually express it to him right now? Let's do that together, and then we'll close in worship.